Now, one of the things that I really like about, today, nowadays, is that we have a lot of translations of the Bible. And one of the things that I don't know if I mentioned it before or not, Pastor Sanchez loves modern translations of the Bible. I just love it. And my favorite modern translation of the Bible, does anybody know? Have I said it before?
Message.
The Message. That's right. And I want to read to you part, not all of it, but part of what Ernest just read, because I wanted to have the traditional one, and I want you to just hear if somebody were saying this today, it would probably sound more like this. Matthew 5, 21 through 26. I'm going to read. Unless you do far better than the Pharisees in the matters of right living, you won't know the first thing about entering the kingdom. You're familiar with the command to the ancients, do not murder. I'm telling you that anyone who is so much as angry with a brother or sister is guilty of murder. Carelessly call a brother idiot, and you just might find yourself hauled into court. Thoughtlessly yell stupid at a sister, and you are at the brink of hellfire. The simple moral fact is that words kill. This is how I want you to conduct yourself in these matters. If you enter your place of worship and about to make an offering, you suddenly remember a grudge a friend has against you, abandon your offering. Leave immediately. Go to this friend and make things right. Then, and only then, come back and work things out with God. Or say you're out on the street and an old enemy accosts you. Don't lose a minute. Make the first move. Make things right with him. After all, if you leave the first move to him, knowing his track record, you're likely to end up in court, maybe even in jail. If that happens, you won't get out without a stiff fine. Now, I like this. And each and every time I go across some scripture that doesn't necessarily click right at the beginning, I use modern translations. And I am very much helped. I have to say that Jesus shares some ideas here with this passage. Ideas on how to heal, how to be healed, and how to be reconciled, how to reconcile. And Jesus shares some ideas of how to do that. His first example it comes with Moses. He says, you know, Moses told you, do not murder, and if you do murder someone, you will be judged. I tell you, even if you are angry, somebody say angry. Angry, you will be judged. Wow, how many people here get angry? Okay. I tell you, if you are angry, you will be judged. If you insult someone, you will be judged. Okay, let's get to the nitty-gritty of this. I'm guessing that most of us can handle the no murder thing. But what about the angry thing? Somebody say, okay, Lord have mercy. Can you think of the many ways and the many things that get us angry? All right. What about car problems? You know, and this is, I'm just going to put myself into this so that I would be the only example. I don't want to point anybody out, but these are things that get me angry. What about when the kids haven't cleaned up their room? What about when the dishes are still in the sink and it's overloading and we have a dishwasher? They could actually go in there. Hallelujah. Somebody say amen. How about when the kids haven't done their homework? With so many things to do in a household, in life, in the world, then comes the remark. I'm bored. If I would ever say that when I was a young kid, oh, you're bored. I have some things that I could have you do. I would never say something like that back in the day, would you? No. No way, Jose. I'm bored. So I am supposed to be right with God. Sometimes you just want to have a good day. Amen. Thankfully, most people won't ever kill someone. But we do insult people. And sometimes we do get angry. Amen? So how will we be right with God when you're angry? Jesus asks us to make our relationship right with the person you are angry at before you come before God. Now, we hear things in the Bible, but sometimes we don't follow them. I love you all. I really do. But let me just throw this one at you. Before coming to God, you should be taking care of business. Don't try to bring your offering to God before you are reconciled with the person you are upset with or is upset with you. It goes both ways. To be in a right relationship with God, to live in God's kingdom, is to learn to let go of your resentment. It will eat you up, my friends. You're not going to be free. Resentment is going to make you a slave. And anger will make you a slave. And we are called to forgive. And we are called to seek forgiveness. When I was back home in my home island, beautiful Puerto Rico, which has palm trees right now, sun and white sandy beaches. Woo! No snow. But I love New York. I remember a person who was very angry at me. Now, let me just tell you that Pastor Sanchez is totally human. If you pinch me, it'll hurt. Maybe blood will draw and everything. But I'm human. My first church I'm going to talk to you about. I remember a person who was very angry at me. This person stayed home for a while, didn't come to church after an incident. And now when this person decided to come back, that was kind of crazy and weird for me. Not only did I have him back at the church, but I was supposed to preach to this person. You getting me? Somebody say amen. Amen. Okay. It was awkward, to say the least, having to preach to this person, but it was more awkward, mainly because you could I could see that the person was ignoring me when I was preaching. You kind of get this message when the person you're preaching to the people and this person is reading a magazine in the middle of your sermon. I don't think he's listening. But I was right on in my business of preaching and right in the middle of service, and I thought I could ignore this. You see, I was kind of angry still myself. I was trying to ignore what was going on. I would love to be able to tell you that I laid my resentment on the side and I did everything like nothing happened, but that wasn't the case. I would have loved to tell you that I stopped everything and I got things right at that time, but that wasn't the case. I was already on in my job and doing what I was supposed to do. Maybe that's what I should have done. But I wasn't ready. How many of you have felt that not being ready, right? I tried to let distance, to let time do the healing. That messed it up even more. Are you listening to me? It didn't work. And then I guess I thought that with some distance, you could actually let go, but it was still unfinished business. This is a simple message today. I'm not going too theological on you. I'm just telling you something that we need to understand if you really want to be free. Hello? Well, God, well, He wants us to let go. Well, He does want us to release anger. With Jesus, it's all about forgiveness, my friends. The words that we heard before, and even this about being angry and taking care of business, it might sound hard, it might sound harsh from the mouth of Jesus, but if it takes this extreme, to take it to the extremes a little bit, maybe that's just what we need to get it right with God, to take care of things right on the spot, right away, my friends. As long as you have the time, this is the time. Take care of things. As I prayed over this sermon, my friends, I wondered at the wisdom of this powerful message of Scripture. I just was startled by the power of all this. How do we honor God? How do we honor the God in this kind of situation that sometimes we're exposed to? How do we live as people of the way without seeming self-righteous? How do we manage to somehow live in a culture and yet still somehow so far away from culture? What this passage is really inviting us to do is to embark on a journey, a very special journey, a journey of radical discipleship, my friends. It's not any kind of relationship or discipleship. The discipleship is not an easy one. Jesus is asking us to go the extra mile. What is He asking us to do? When we're asked to go the extra mile when we've just had it. When we're asked to go the extra mile when we are tired of it. It's hard. But that is what He's asking us to do. To go the extra mile. Unless, this is what He said, unless you do far better than the Pharisees in the matters of right living, you won't know the first thing about entering the kingdom. So Jesus, in speaking to us, is asking us, wow, something big here. is asking us to live in a right relationship with God in a way that exceeds the most religious party of his day. And he's asking us to be better than that, to do better than that. Not exactly easy at all. Somebody say amen. How do you live a life so full of God that you can even conquer this resentment, anger, hurt? How do you live so full of God? My friend, it starts by taking care of business. Unfinished business. I can't answer this one for you, my friends. You know what it is. You know what your particular situation might be. But you need to take care of business. You're not helping yourself. Do you want to be a slave? If you want to be a slave and you have not forgiven, you're going to continue to be a slave. You have to let it go, but you have to forgive. I can't answer this one for you. I guess you know what you should do, but do it. Make the first move. Don't wait too long. Just take care of business. Be in peace with yourself and be in peace with God. And that is all I'm asking of you today, because I love you, because I want you to continue to grow, because I want you to continue to be happy, because I want you to be what God wants you to be. May God bless you and keep you now and forevermore. Amen.